This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show, where we talk about real issues that actually affect you and your family, where we expose the real political paradigm here on this show, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. The websites are Infowars.net, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Colorado Senate President John Andrews will be joining us about a bill he's proposed to outlaw the matricula cards in the state. This is where people who are violating federal and state law, who are felons, basically illegal aliens, run around with ID cards issued by their governments, Guatemala, Mexico, Poland, China, and dozens of other countries, and then cities, socialistic cities that want to destroy our sovereignty and want to balkanize this country and drive down wages and want third world populations that are easy to control. The cities then accept these matricula cards. And of course, we talk about matricula. That's the government-issued Mexican ID card. But now many other governments are doing the same thing. So he's got a bill to try to stop this, and it's good news. So the Colorado Senate President, John Andrews, will be joining us here in about 28 and a half minutes. And it's kind of an immigration show today. We've got Glenn Spencer of American Patrol coming on the show, the preeminent organization telling the truth about the New World Order plan to destroy our sovereignty by getting rid of the borders. If you don't have borders, you don't have a country. So we'll go inside the story and what's behind the headlines and document the latest information as we track the criminal activities of the New World Order for you here on the show on the 27th of June, 2003. In the meantime, the news is getting more and more crazy, more and more out of control. I'm going to try to race through it for you. Colorado Senator, again, President of the Senate coming up, and Glenn Spencer, a U.S. Senator, the oldest U.S. Senator, the longest serving U.S. Senator, who just left office last year, died this morning. Former U.S. Senator Strom Thurmond dies. Strom Thurmond, the longest serving senator in U.S. history, died Thursday. He was 100. So he died in the, early morning hours yesterday. Again, Thurmond died at 9:45 p.m. local time in a hospital in his hometown of Edgar Field, said his son, Strom Thurmond Jr. He served as a senator from South Carolina for 48 years as both a Democrat and later as a Republican. And Strom Thurmond was attacked viciously and endlessly because he wasn't a Democrat and he wasn't a Klan member, so he was called a racist. If you're a Klan member, if you hate black people, if you try to exterminate them, you're called a liberal. You're called a right-wing extremist if you care about black people. And so he was attacked. Again, George Bush is called a conservative. He is the most liberal creature I've ever seen. Gun-grabbing, open borders, supercomputers, blocking Dan Burton's committee, getting rid of the Bill of Rights. He's called a conservative. But in reality, he's a liberal. Again, I'm just showing you how all these terms are scrambled and the double standards. And, of course, I'm speaking of Senator Robert Byrd from West Virginia. Look, I'm not going to get off into this too long. I'll give you a little bit more details of that. The really serious news is coming up. And believe me, you don't want to miss it. I don't have time to tell you what it concerns, but you'll find out when we get back. It's very important. Infowars.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear, who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America? Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our agricultural industry. An attack on our food supply would be devastating. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute has been alerting people to this very real possibility for years. She's helped many of us to prepare for these threats to our survival. Call the ARC Institute today at 1-800-255-1912 and ask about protecting your family's food supply with heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds have been carefully passed down from generation to generation, preserving America's ability to feed herself. We've certainly been getting some conflicting advice from Washington on how to protect against biological and chemical attacks. Jerry can help here too. The book, Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, will give you all the information you'll need to ensure your family's safety. They say you can't buy happiness, but peace of mind is available at the ARC Institute. Call the ARC Institute today, toll free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, thank you for joining me on this live Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. And, of course, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Former U.S. Senator Strom Thurmond dies. Strom Thurmond, the longest-serving senator in U.S. history, died Thursday night. He was 100. Thurmond died at 9:45 p.m. local time in a hospital in his hometown of Edgerfield, said his son, Strom Thurmond Jr. He served as a senator from South Carolina for 48 years as both a Democrat and later as a Republican. Known as a hardline segregationist, Thurmond holds the record for solo Senate filibustering more than 24 hours against a 1957 civil rights bill. His efforts were unsuccessful and the bill passed. First elected to local office in 1928, Thurmond retired in January of 2003. And at the retirement dinner that I just so happened to watch on C-SPAN before the firestorm began over the Senate Majority Leader's comments, Trent Lott's comments, the cheerleader from Louisiana's comments about how Strom Thurmond would have made a great president. Now, look, people can attack Strom Thurmond on whatever issues they want, but his segregationist views, my friends, were in 1957. Now, back at that time, Senator Byrd was running around with a white hood on his head. And, of course, he's one of the senior Democrats in the Senate. So I'm just tired of the double standards. I don't want to get off into a big discussion about this because it is a diversion if we spend too much time on it compared to the big issues we're facing. But I tune into neocon radio. I tune into liberal talk shows. And I hear this endless discussion of race and affirmative action and how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. And it really is nothing but a balkanizing, shattering effect of the society. That's what multiculturalism really is just immunizing, destroying any heritage that any group has. And it's just as damaging to focus on it, saying it's good, as it is to endlessly focus on it and say it's all bad, because we all get obsessed with it, and it actually just continues this whole mindless discussion that's going on. I'll give you an example. Race is a red herring for neocons. They don't want to talk about how Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban and add to it a ban on all semi-automatic shotguns and taxes on ammo and shutting down gun shows and registering all gun owners. They don't want to mention that. It's official. The NRA admitted it a few months ago in their legislative alert section of their website. A lot of you couldn't believe it when I read the bill on air, but finally you could when the NRA put out an alert and said, yeah, it'll ban shotguns, all semi-automatic shotguns, shut down gun shows, national ballistics database, on and on and on. So the neocons don't want to talk about that. They're not going to talk about it. They won't talk about how Bush didn't want to arm any of the pilots. Then Barbara Boxer wanted to arm all of them. Who's the liberal? They don't want to talk about Pardongate or Missilegate or Chinagate or Patriot Act gate. They don't want to talk about any of this stuff. So they focus. They hyperventilate about what Barbara Streisand's doing or what Al Gore said or what Hillary Clinton's doing, and they endlessly promote everything Hillary Clinton sells, her stupid book that I wouldn't use as birdcage liner. I wouldn't read it if you paid me to. I've read some of the excerpts, though, online. I mean, you talk about lies. It goes on and on. And then the liberals will also attack the conservatives in the same little backroom deal promoting their books, like this Ann Coulter. So they don't want to talk about real issues. They'll just focus all day on what Jesse Jackson said or what some other liberal did. And I'm sick of it. Because when it comes to substance, when it comes to action, not rhetoric, but substance, you know, the neocons boss, Stalin, said that words are one thing, actions another. So I look at actions. And the actions are the destruction of America, big government on steroids, the annihilation of what that flag represents. But the general public buys into the surface debate, the surface statements of the neocons. And it's all about how dumb the liberals are. But then you find Hillary Clinton together with Bush on not wanting to arm the pilots, together with Bush on invading Iraq, together with Bush on giving supercomputers to communist China, together with Bush on blocking Dan Burton's committee, together with Bush on the assault weapons ban, together with Bush on private land grabs, together on all the key issues of putting in the cameras and putting in the highway checkpoints and standardizing the surveillance systems. It's all there. It's the same actions. So this whole debate that will now start again over Strom Thurmond, Trent Lott, there'll be no discussion of Byrd riding around on his horse with his Klan hood on. That's okay. You know, the liberals love Margaret Sanger. I mean, the woman got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler. If you just say you're a liberal, you can run around with a Nazi armband on. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. So these people are all in the same grouping together. It's just, will the establishment decide to attack you? And Bush had already reprimanded Trent Lott and told him to stop trying to pass a ban on partial birth abortion in the Senate. They wanted to have a staged event in the House and then have it never get to Bush's desk where he'd be forced to sign it. I have a Fox News story where Bush told him, stop bringing that up for a vote. That's not your prerogative. You follow the White House's orders. So that's the only reason Bush turned his back on Trent Lott, his little cheerleader buddy. They were both cheerleaders, male cheerleaders. That's bad enough, ladies and gentlemen. Don't trust any male cheerleaders. Simpering, effeminate, New World Order, skull and bones, twits. All right, continuing. Certainly don't trust anybody from Kennebunkport, Maine, who affects a fake Texas accent. It'd be like if I went up there to Blue Blood Country and affected the Atlantic accent, you know, the wannabe British accent they have. Saw an old reel of Prescott Bush speaking in his British accent. Oh, yes, it's excellent. On the floor of the Senate. I've seen George W. shift back into his real accent before. He'll kind of falter and, well, I'll tell you, I mean, let me get back into my Texas accent here for you, boy. Goodness, I'm switching back into my real accent. Oh, let me tell you. You like fakeness? You like being lied to? You like being told 1 + 1 = 3? Well, this isn't the show for you. You want to turn your shotguns in. You want more regulation, then knock yourselves out. You want gun control and tyranny and slavery and no freedom, then Bush and Gore and all the rest of them and John Kerry, Mr. Skull and Bones, are for you. By the way, we do have the president of the Colorado Senate, President John Andrews, scheduled to join us. He's calling in to talk about trying to stop all the illegals in the cities accepting fake ID cards, basically, the matricula. So former U.S. Senator Strom Thurmond dies, and there'll be another big, fresh round of debates. Bush threatens to pacify Liberia, now saying the invasion may begin of another country. An American military operation to restore order in Liberia looked likely last night as President George W. Bush called for peace in the war-torn West Africa Republic. He drew cheers and applause from an audience of businessmen, academics, and African leaders when he called on Liberia's President Charles Taylor, an indicted war criminal, to stand down. President Taylor needs to step down so that his country can be spared further bloodshed, he said. Earlier, British diplomats raised the possibility of an American military operation with Sir Jeremy Greenstock, Britain's UN ambassador, saying that America would be the natural candidate for any Western-run operation in Liberia. Mr. Bush called for all sides in Liberia's bloody civil war to return to the negotiating table to end a series of clashes that have cost millions of lives, including 300 in the capital, Monrovia, this week. Okay, so, of course, this country's full of diamonds. The UN has been wanting to take it over. De Beers has been kicked out. It's been breaking their diamond monopoly. They've admitted this, by the way. It's about the diamonds, the gold, the oil. And so there'll be more troops getting shot there, and they'll claim Al-Qaeda runs the government or something. You know, every time somebody fights back, they're run by Al-Qaeda. Why, Al-Qaeda's everywhere. It's wonderful. So more war footage for you, your new national pastime, sitting there as our troops huff depleted uranium and nerve gas and aren't given treatment, but you've got a plastic desecrated American flag to wave, so everything's okay. You don't care about the troops, but hey, so what? You're a mindless idiot, so at least you have that. Turn your guns in. You're very conservative. Arrest as U.S. troops abducted. Now, more horrible news is 6 British soldiers were killed on Monday. It was 2 U.S. troops every day this week, so that's up to, I don't know, 6 or 8. Arrest as U.S. troops abducted. U.S. forces have arrested 3 people as they conduct intensive searches for 2 American soldiers believed to have been abducted north of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. The 2 servicemen vanished with their vehicle, weapons, and gear on Wednesday night near the town of Balda. There was blood at the scene. It confirmed the abduction would mark another style of attack on American and British forces occupying the country, says BBC's Richard Galpin in Baghdad. By the way, they say that again. Well, we're going to break, and we'll be right back, and I'll get into more of these tragedies that are unfolding. And they've got a national draft lined up. They said we're going to occupy 62 countries. That's an endless war. So they've got that lined up for you and your family. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus. It has twice as much of the high-grade marine coral calcium from Okinawa, Japan, and almost twice as much of all other nutrients. Today, it's the best bang for your buck in the health nutrient industry, and coral calcium is the nutrient of the 21st century. Bob Barefoot's Best Coral Calcium Supreme Plus.
Bob wants to help heal America. He believes this admirable goal can be achieved in just a few short years, but only with your help. For a complete listing of all of Bob's products, including the new Barefoot's Best and the original Coral Calcium Supreme, go to robertbarefoot.com or call 1-800-510-4074. That's 1-800-510-4074. Robert Barefoot wants to help your body heal itself today, so call toll-free 800-510-4074 or visit www.robertbarefoot.com.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populace assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free. Just visit LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558 and ask for free JointWise Cream. That's right, LifeWise will send a jar of JointWise Cream to you absolutely free of charge with no obligation of any kind. JointWise Cream customers report quick, penetrating relief, and JointWise Cream is unique. It's the only formulation that can contains this exclusive combination of powerful ingredients, including glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellin, capsaicin, and more. Why not let JointWise Cream speed pain relief to your aching muscles and joints, risk-free? Visit LifeWise.com today or call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558. No strings attached. Just ask for free JointWise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today.
I've been studying the Iraq situation, and there really wasn't much resistance in the first few weeks after the takeover by the globalists using our troops that they see as disposable. Disposable heroes is really what the government sees them as. And after gun confiscation and door-to-door arrest and little kids being put in re-education camps, I mean, there's video and photos of this, the news admits it, people being tortured after some rapes by our glorious forces, And yes, they do that everywhere, Japan, Korea, Latin America, right here in the U.S. This is what armies do. There are some bad people in the military. That does happen. They occasionally do something wrong. The Iraqis are sick of it, and even people in the South who've been on their side are now getting quite angry. But they claim the boogeyman of Goldstein, I mean Saddam, you know, this boogeyman character of 1984, you know, it's all his fault. He's the one organizing it and running it. It's been quite a liberation, hasn't it? Cholera spread all over the country. The Associated Press reports that when little kids come up with body parts half blown off or fingers missing and beg for medical attention, they're just denied it. And our troops are getting very angry and upset about it. They want to give treatment. But they've got orders, and the Iraqis are paid. They're not allowed to have jobs unless it's through the U.S. government. And they're given $20 a month by Halliburton, who's got a $7+ million contract, but they get $20 a month. But it's under slave wages. It's a nation of 20+ million slaves, and they're quite angry. And our troops are angry about it, too, because they don't want to be part of an oppressive force, and now the morale that was quite high is plummeting. But hey, armchair quarterbacks here at home can affix plastic flags, festoon their cars with plastic desecrated American flags, and who cares if the troops are dying and getting sick now from DU? By the way, that's now admitted. But, so what? You know, supporting the troops means letting them huff DU. Okay, well, then if that means supporting them, I don't support them. I don't support killing our troops. I'm sorry. I know being mindless idiot means you support the troops. I'm sorry, I just can't do it then. And so now troops are being killed and abducted and blown up, and it's terrible. But here on the home front, they're setting up a police state. But Congressman Tom Tancredo of Colorado, who we've had on the show many times, says 911 repeat would be fault of Bush, Congress, GOP, lawmaker charges. If another terrorist attack is conducted on U.S. soil by illegal aliens, the fault will lie with Congress and the president, one lawmaker asserted Thursday. Well, we continue to say this. If we have another event and it is perpetrated by someone coming into this country illegally, and we've done no more to protect our borders and actually enforce our immigration policy, then the blood of the people that are killed will be on the hands of the representatives, Representative Tom Tancredo told CNS News. Tancredo said he has made the same statement to White House officials. Their response, they told me, never to darken the doorstep of the White House again, Tancredo revealed. They went ballistic. Well, they announced in Roll Call magazine that he is being targeted by President Bush, just like Senator Bob Smith was targeted. Ron Paul has been targeted by the Republicans. If you're actually pro-gun, pro-border, pro-America, anti-abortion, you are targeted. Tancredo said he has made the same statement to the White House officials. Their response, they told me never to darken the doorstep of the White House again, Tancredo revealed. They went ballistic. They asked, how dare you say a thing like that? I said, you tell me who people should blame, the Elks Club, who's responsible, Tancredo recalled, asking White House officials. And we'll talk more about this with the head of the Colorado Senate, who is joining us coming up in the next segment. So that's your new America, by the way. And they're not just having secret arrest and secret execution in this country. England, Australia are passing similar laws. Unlimited power of arrest, ASIO says. They can now secretly arrest members of the press and make them answer questions, or any of the citizenry in these new laws. The press is complaining that they're not being excluded. And the family need not be told. If the judge feels you're not answering questions truthfully, you can be secretly given 5 years in prison. Now, that's tame compared to Patriot Act 1 and 2. Here it's secret arrest, secret execution. They cremate your body, and they've admitted they have crematoriums. That's Rocky Mountain News. And you're never seen again. So, Australia's tame. Says a retired judge is secretly impaneled. You're arrested secretly, brought before them. If you don't answer all their questions, and they feel you're not being honest, 5 years in prison and your family's not told. Says that right here, Sydney Morning Herald. Hey, that sounds like freedom, doesn't it? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the MOSEC 7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here live. And in the next hour, we have Glenn Spencer coming on from American Patrol, tracking how the Mexican government has said the last three presidents in a row, many times on national television in this country, that the Southwest belongs to Mexico. The textbooks teach that it belongs to Mexico. It's ridiculous. If it belongs to anybody, it was the American Indians. And obviously people are coming here from Mexico because they don't want to live under the tyranny, both economic and political, of Mexico. But a lot of people in Washington want the cheap labor, they want the votes, they want to drive down the wages. And earlier I was reading a report here, 911 repeat would be fault of Bush, Congress, GOP lawmaker charges. It's a GOP lawmaker, Congressman Tom Tancredo, who we've interviewed many times, who has been targeted by the White House for being pro-national security and sovereignty, despite the fact that 89% of Americans in major polls, including 80-plus percent of Hispanics, want the border shut and illegals deported. It is not a racial issue. They tried to make it one. Now we have these matricula cards. Mexico started issuing them a few years ago. Now 800-plus U.S. cities are accepting them. You can go buy one for $24. Now Poland, Guatemala's issuing their own cards. Up in Minnesota, they're announcing that they're not going to comply with the feds on going after illegal aliens. This is insane. Totally insane. And we're honored to have joining us Colorado Senate President John Andrews, and he's in a big story in the Denver Post and the Associated Press. There's a bunch of articles. He's proposed a state law, and it is the state's job to tell the cities to knock it off and to stop their racketeering, basically, and that's my word, empowering felons. And, Senator, it's good to have you on the show. I appreciate you taking the time out.
Hi, Alex. Glad to be with you today. It's
you bet.
Not just a proposed law. It is law in Colorado. We are the first of the 50 states to say no to these bogus ID cards that attempt to erase the distinction between a legal immigrant, and that we welcome those folks, but the illegals are hiding behind these matricula cards, and Colorado said no more.
I could see how that sounded. I mean, you're the guy that brought this law forward, correct?
I am. Working with a state representative who's also a constituent of Congressman Tancredo. It was actually Representative Don Lee that started it in the State House, and I saw it through the State Senate, and I had the honor to testify about it before a congressional subcommittee last week, and I urged Congress to legislate as Colorado has done.
Now, this is wildly popular with people across the spectrum, unless they're just totally American-hating people that don't want to have any jobs or want the health care systems blown out, which has happened in California. Governor Davis is being recalled right now. That process is going nicely. Why is this bill that you've now gotten passed so important for the rest of the country?
We see three reasons why the matricula card, erasing the distinction of legal and illegal immigrants, is bad, Alex. First of all, it's a matter of homeland security. Not to say that very many folks from Mexico who are coming here looking for a better life economically and politically, as you just said, would represent a threat. But the bigger the pool of illegals into which the bad guys can blend themselves, these Islamic terrorists can blend themselves, the tougher it is for our Homeland Security agencies to track them down. And the matricula card gives a false sense of security when it's accepted by law enforcement or other public agencies that somebody claiming to be Jose Lopez really is Jose Lopez, when in fact there's no verification that is made when the embassy or the consulate issues that card to some guy that says, hey, I'm Jose. And we've got instances here in Colorado of the same individual with his picture on three different matricula cards, very official looking from the Mexican consulate in Denver, and three different aliases for the guy. So first of all, there's a Homeland Security concern. Second, as you just said, there is a fiscal integrity concern because there's a lot of public services that are meant for legal residents of the United States only. Colorado has struggled with this, as many states have, as we have been having to cut our budgets in tough economic times. We're having to say, if you're not in this country legally, you can't have health and welfare and education and other taxpayer services. And yet the matricula card also would provide access, and we've had Denver and other Colorado municipalities saying, yeah, sure, give us the matricula card. We'll let you bleed the taxpayer.
Denver, and again, we're talking to Colorado Senate President John Andrews, who got this bill passed in his state, and here's the headline, Denver Post, U.S. ban on matriculas urged by Colorado's Andrews, IDs not verifiable. Now it's not just Mexico. It's Guatemala, Chile, El Salvador, Poland, China. They're all saying, oh, we'll have our embassies issue these. The police don't know if they're real, if they're fake, even if the countries did due diligence. We have the Communist Chinese Senate reports, federal reports, say that control over 3,000 front companies. Now they can bring in their agents, their drug dealers, their triads. I mean, this is a wonderland for terrorists, organized criminals, welfare cheats. It's a nightmare. A joke to say that, oh, we're worried about terrorists, give up your liberty, citizens, and then to have the illegals here with all these fake cards.
There's about 20 countries that are doing it or proposing to do it, and Mexico is leading the way. And the congressional testimony a week ago emphasized there was a Latino congressman, a Democrat from Chicago, who heads the Hispanic caucus at the U.S. House, and he said the matricula is no problem and nothing new about it. It's been issued since 1871. True enough. But only in the last year or two has the Fox government in Mexico City gone on a concerted campaign to use these things to erase the distinction between the legal and illegal immigrant. And so there is a Homeland Security aspect. There's a fiscal integrity aspect. And thirdly, it's a little abstract, but it's what our America is all about. It comes down to the rule of law, because these cards are being used by a foreign government on a deliberate strategy to say that it doesn't matter if you tried to obey the law to get into this country or you thumbed your nose at the law. We're going to give you a shortcut around the law and give you the same status even if you enter
illegally. Well, the last president of Mexico said, I got him on video on C-SPAN, said that the territorial borders of Mexico extend through their population, and they're giving dual citizenship now. And
it's just a matter of time until these people demand that they will vote, even if they're not American citizens. They want to vote on both sides of the border.
Well, it's incredible, Senator. Now,
and you know, to me, Alex, this is not about any one country or any one people or ethnic group. It's not about bashing Mexicans. It's about the rule of law and whether we take U.S. national sovereignty seriously. At the congressional hearing last week, from Iowa, of all places, Iowa, long, long ways from the Mexican border, Congressman Steve King of Iowa told of going to see a school principal in suburban Des Moines, a Hispanic guy, an educator, who had signed an ad protesting King's immigration concerns. And King says to the gentleman, what's your problem? And this Hispanic American, presumably a U.S. citizen, an educator, someone in charge of molding the minds of kids, says, look, brother, we didn't cross the border. The border crossed us. We're in the process of getting this corner of the country back, and we want to thank you because we're getting it back substantially improved from the condition in which we lost it in the 1840s. It's just that blatant.
Well, I mean, let's talk about Mecha, La Raza, and others, which La Raza means the race, and Mecha, their websites. I mean, literally, it's way past the Klan, who I also find to be unsavory. and it is a racial movement. On that end of it, it is. But, again, most Hispanics in America understand this, understand it drives down wages, understands it's destroying America. They don't want to live under that corruption, and so they're against it. But the city leaders, white, black, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, the liberals want to break down our cities, want to be part of this takeover of the society. They're on the record saying it, and because they're so blatant, now it's easier to expose them and fight what they're doing. But, I mean, we've got to talk about this. I live in Texas. If you go over the border and you break their rules, they'll beat you up and put you in jail forever. Even if you don't break the rules, they will. They'll shoot you if you come across their border illegally, but that's okay. It's this whole breakdown of society now. And how can the federal government say, give your liberty up for security, while they are trying to then accept all of these fake IDs?
Now, it's absolutely inconsistent. And the chairman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus that testified in favor of the matricula in the hearing in House Judiciary a week ago doesn't make policy arguments. He essentially puts up a bunch of emotional rhetoric. He says, who do you think made up your hotel room today? Who do you think picked the fruit that you ate on your menu today? These are a part of the 10 million illegals in this country, and what we ought to do is just essentially surrender, give an amnesty to all of them, and move on.
But it's a lot more than 10 million, Senator, and we know this. 400 million people in Latin America, 20 million new births a year. They're building these big highways down into there. I mean, folks, do you want hundreds of millions of people here? Folks, have you been to Mexico City where they live in cardboard boxes? This will lower our standard of living, and regardless of what color you are, you've got to be against this, and they've tried to make it a racial issue. But if we had 20 million illegal Russians here, I'd be just as concerned or more. Also, we have the disease factor. We need screening for those that come here legally because of the drug-resistant tuberculosis.
There's just all those reasons, and the denial that I saw when I testified before Congress, and I saw it from Republicans, unfortunately, as well as Democrats, a Republican congressman from Arizona and one from Utah sat on this judiciary subcommittee that's supposed to be helping control our borders and made the argument for the matricula card and the argument for a massive amnesty. Frankly, I was shocked that them just trying to define this problem away instead of confront the problem.
Well, I had the new congressman on from Arizona.
Which one?
Oh, man. See, that's why I said the new congressman. I had him on like in January.
Is it Congressman Flake by chance?
No, it's a Hispanic name.
Okay.
I had him on. It made big news when he said it. It'll pop in my head in a second. It was back in January. But he said that this belongs to Mexico. I mean, yep. I had a congressman on the air. That audio file's on prisonplanet.com, and they link to it at American Patrol and a bunch of other websites. But I had him on here, and when Glenn Spencer's on in the next hour, I know you would have left us, but I can ask Glenn his name because he remembers the incident, and he knows all these characters. I mean, imagine if I went down to Mexico, got elected. Of course, he wouldn't let me, but I got elected to a seat in their government, and then I said, this belongs to the U.S. But it's just amazing. Now, you talked about this congressman in Iowa or Ohio?
No, Iowa.
Iowa.
And Congressman Steve King. He is a real hero of the wake-up call on illegal immigration.
And you said that he went to this school teacher, and this teacher said the border crossed us.
Yeah, right. And the teacher said, we're getting the country back, and thank you for substantially improving it while you occupied it. It's just the blatant revolutionary attitude ought to wake all of us up.
But, I mean, Southern North America was run by the Mayans and the Aztecs, who enslaved all the tribes.
Well,
the Spanish did it.
Sacrifice.
Santa Ana did it. I mean, who's taking it back? I don't understand this.
Oh, there's no historical validity to it, Alex, at all. But it is inflammatory rhetoric that is very attractive to some people that are looking for a shortcut out of their discontent.
But isn't this sedition? Isn't it treason? To have members of Congress and to have people in the country openly announcing we want to bring down America? I mean, that sounds like the enemy combatant designation to me.
Well, I don't know of any member of Congress that has said that. And
well, when I get Spencer on, he heard the interview with this guy. And no, he said that this is, he brought up the Guadalupe Hidalgo, the treaty. He said, hey, now this is really Mexico. These people have a right to be here. It was the same statement you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry I don't have his name. It'll pop in my head in a minute.
And, you know, while we're talking about members of Congress that are AWOL on the issue, Lamar Smith, you're in Austin, right? And
yes, sir.
Lamar Smith, your congressman there?
No, we're unlucky enough to have Lloyd Doggett. He's just south of me. Lamar Smith for San Antonio.
Okay, Smith sits on the House Immigration Subcommittee where I testified last week. His eyes are wide open on this issue. He asked very, very tough and perceptive questions about the danger posed by the matricula, and he really was very blunt about the conscious strategy of the Vox government to try to create a dual citizenship and erase the border.
But corporate America's behind that, and Bush is in a love fest with Fox and would have passed that if 9-1-1 wouldn't have taken place. When 9-1-1 happened, that kind of... remember the week before 9-1-1, he had Fox at the White House, and they were announcing all this?
Yeah, and it's the whole thing is coming back onto the front burner now. There is at least one bill from two Arizona congressmen that creates a massive amnesty disguised as a guest worker program, but it isn't a guest worker program because these folks get a temporary green card and then it becomes permanent after 3 years and nobody ever has to go home.
We're talking
that's
to
not
Colorado,
a guest worker program. That's an amnesty.
We're talking to Colorado Senate President John Andrews, and I really appreciate him being on. I have a few other questions for him. He can stay with us another 5-10 minutes. But, Senator... look, I mean, this is such a massive problem. There's 6.5 billion people on the globe. They all want to come here. Is 500 million enough? Is 2 billion enough? I mean, how many people are we going to accept here? This is getting insane. 20 million new births a year. We've got to get a hold of this. This is crazy. I mean, the Mexicans don't let the Guatemalans take over. They've got a big fence down there with Guatemala.
Yeah, the hypocrisy is awful. Their southern border means something, but our southern border isn't supposed to mean something.
But if we don't have a border, we don't have a sovereign country.
Amen. And, you know, I've got a strong libertarian streak in my conservative Republican outlook, and I'm a free market guy, and that used to make me more or less of an open borders guy. And not to say no immigration controls, but to be sort of relaxed about the whole thing, sort of the optimistic perspective of the Wall Street Journal editorial page.
But now they're saying this is
Mexico. I've had to take another look at all of the aspects of this, the security aspects, the budget aspects of it. And we've got a tenured professor right here at one of our state colleges in Denver who spends a lot of his time propagandizing.
Tell you what, Senator, we've got a quick 3-minute break and then just do 5 minutes on the other side with us if you can. We'll be right back with Colorado Senate President John Andrews. We really appreciate him standing firm for America.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
All right, folks, you cannot talk about a more serious issue. I mean, of the top issues, frankly, the border and sovereignty may even outstrip the Second Amendment. I mean, they're right up there as kind of a dual binary system. I mean, it's very, very important. And the congressman is Grijalva. In fact, I knew that was the name, but I wasn't sure. I wanted to go to the congressional website and look at the representative from Cochise County area. It's Grijalva. I mean, this guy is a piece of work. We have him on tape saying basically this is Mexico, and I don't have any right to call for sovereignty. We're talking to Colorado Senate President John Andrews, who got a bill passed in his state, and it's, again, wildly popular, to not accept basically fake ID cards issued by Communist China and Mexico and Guatemala and Poland. Of course, we always talk about Mexico because it's the majority. That's why we focus on the Hispanic group coming across. It's not racial. It's the fact that that's the majority. And most Hispanics I talk to are very upset and know this is destroying our sovereignty and our economy. So the media tries to make it racial. It's not, as the senator, state senator president was saying. Continuing, sir, with the problems we face and any other key points you'd like to make, Senator.
Well, let me just encourage listeners to go to ColoradoSenate.com, our website, where one of our lead stories right now is my congressional testimony that I gave on June 19th to a U.S. House Immigration Subcommittee, and that has a rundown on Colorado's new bill that says state and local officials will not accept the phony consular ID card, whether it's from Mexico, Poland, Peru, or any other country. And there is an exception where a police officer can take this card as a starting point to figure out who somebody is on a law enforcement stop, but then they've got to keep that in the criminal record in, along with the fingerprints of that individual, so we begin to create a trail. You know, you think of how the D.C. snipers were caught last fall, Alex. That is because we had a seamlessly traceable criminal record across the country, and while there are privacy concerns that you have to balance, in a dangerous world, we need to know where the bad guys are. And these matricula cards, if law enforcement accepts them at a traffic stop or something, that's just got to be the starting point of figuring out who is this person really, and we need to keep records on them. Another shocker was that we asked in our bill originally to report to the INS from local law enforcement when they collected one of these matriculas from a suspected criminal, And the INS told us to forget it. They said they didn't want that information. And this is 2 years after 9/11, and the people supposedly in control of our borders are saying, forget it. We don't want to cooperate with state government.
Senator, I read an AP article out of Ohio where they were running a checkpoint during the federally funded checkpoints, and they kept catching truckloads, vanloads full of illegals, all this stuff. They would call INS, and INS would say, release them. And the police chief in this town pointed out that he was there arresting citizens for petty stuff, searching their cars, violating the Fourth Amendment. These were not seatbelt checks. This is training us to get rid of the Fourth Amendment. But illegals have like a super citizen status. So yeah, they even have more rights than citizens. I mean, I can't go out and get five or six fake ID cards and have police accept them, but some illegal from Poland or Mexico can.
Well, it's absolutely backwards. That's what Colorado House Bill 1224, now law in Colorado, first state in the country. That's what we're trying to stop. And I do hope people will visit ColoradoSenate.com and learn more about the bill and encourage legislators in their states to follow suit, just like we're encouraging the U.S. Congress to follow suit.
And if there's more terror and it's an illegal, and you know it's going to be an illegal, it's going to be their fault. You tell them what Congressman Tancredo said. You agree with his statement that those that don't pass these laws are going to be held responsible by the people for helping the terrorists?
All of us that are lawmakers, state or federal legislative responsibility, there is an unforgivable omission if we don't wake up to this problem.
All right. To Colorado Senate President John Andrews, hope to have you back up in the future. And thanks for coming on. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Alex.
I'll be right back with the second hour.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for...